Hey, fabulous people, it's Camille Forte here. Thank you for tuning in. I will make it worth your while. Definitely thank you for your time. Don't ever forget that money is replaceable. Time is not. So make sure that yours is serving you well. Did I not tell you last week that I was getting to it? What part did you not understand? As always, my lovely guests, we are blessed to have with us the illustrious, the incredibly intellectual, the statistician, Michael.
No. I am actually Iceman this week.
He's Iceman this week.
Wait. The cheers. Okay, continue.
You know, I find it suspicious how similar those applause sound to the other podcast where you were Optimus Prime. Starting to think that you're paying these people.
They love Bitcoin.
Let's get down to business. So, there are two things that have sort of bubbled to the forefront of what you can do to really boost business and really turn things around for the better. And, you know, I remember my yoga mentor, may he rest in peace, always told me, Camille, when you don't know better, good seems best. So you may feel that everything's fine and everything's, you know, as it always is. Well, as it always is just might be a problem. And the fact is, you have nothing to lose by checking and, you know, sort of lifting your head and looking around. You have everything to lose by continuing to go day to day without breaking the norm. And in fact, that's almost a death sentence, is living by the norm. So, Iceman, did you have anything to say so far?
No, I'm going to let you take point, you know, as you light your cigarette.
Would you stop that?
She's a smoker.
I am not a smoker.
So what do you have in your hand?
A notepad.
And the other hand.
Shut up. So anyway. All right. So I was going to say, get an audit, right? And I realized we don't like that word. We don't like the word audit because it makes us think of, you know, oh my gosh, the IRS, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what you call it. It could be a wellness check. It could be a digital presence assessment, but get one, seriously. And, oh, now he raises his finger.
I'll tell you why, and it was my hand. Getting an audit is kind of like when, for yourselves, if you're taking care of your body.
Go to your safe space for a minute.
I am in my safe space. When you get an audit of your business, this is something you just brought up a moment ago. What it is that it's, don't think of it as a bad thing. Think of it as a, when you go to the doctor, like a physical checkup, what if you have a mole or something, or what if there's something wrong with you? You're not going to know unless an outside person that is qualified to see what's going on is able to look at your results from your blood work, from hair samples, whatever test you get.
What doctor do you go to where they take hair samples every time?
I don't want to talk about it. It's part of my probation, but anyways. You know, this is like for your health check, like Camille was saying, like people are like, oh, I don't want to do an audit, or I don't need an audit. My business is fine. I don't have time. That's the key thing that I hear, and it's such a BS answer to that.
Let me tie into that, because how about all those people who say every year, oh, I don't have time for my physical, or I didn't have time to go to my, you know, annual checkup, or my whatever, and then,
or the ones that I love. Oh, that check light that comes on my car, that's a light that keeps me able to text while I'm driving. You know, it's like, I find it stupid. And let's just be honest about this. If you cannot do a wellness check of your business, then you might as well get ready to go work for someone else. Yeah, let's just be honest about it.
That's true. Because if you think, see, I was going to use the analogy of, you know, spring and fall cleaning. You clean your house, right? So why wouldn't you at least look around your business? And I'm not even saying, hey, go do an overhaul. I'm just saying, you know, check things out. But it's always the people who say, oh, I don't have time, and they don't go do their wellness check. Then they say, oh, well, I had no idea I had cancer. I had no idea.
Before, yeah, and exactly. And before, like, someone says, oh, I have management that does that for me. Really, let's be honest about it. If someone that's not trained to find something that could be wrong, how do you expect them to go find something they've never seen? You know, let's just be completely honest.
Yeah.
If you could take a minute to tweet something about your business, then you could take a minute out to go write an email to a department head or someone in your company to start doing checks in those departments for anything that needs to be improved, anything that needs to be fixed, or anything that needs to go.
And you brought up another good point about, you know, when I said when you don't know better, good seems best. Well, naturally, your managers are going to think that too, and your supervisors are going to think the same. And so everyone, no one wants to give you a bad report. No one wants to come and say, hey, we've got a problem, but we can fix it. Everyone just wants to smile, get through the day,
yes, ma'am,
whatnot. Yeah.
So before that, you know, ask yourself, what type of management do you want? The one that doesn't tell you you got a booger sticking out of your nose, or the person that tells you you have something on your nose and helps you fix it?
Or you just got out of the ladies' room and there's toilet paper stuck to your high heel?
I had that once happen in Berkeley, and I don't want to talk about it.
Well, anyway, so a few things about this wellness check. Okay. I highly recommend make it a neutral third party. It could be just a one-off thing, no strings attached. I know that sounds wrong, but, you know, it can just be someone who is very experienced, to come in and do an assessment of your digital presence. Naturally, I am a digital marketer, so I, go toward the digital side for the most part, but one of the most important things is that it's really a holistic check, from social media to SEO to your processes, because there are so many times that I have clients come to me, or new clients or prospective clients, and they say, oh, I need my SEO improved because I need more traffic and leads. And I find that probably 3 out of 4 times, it's not quote-unquote on-page SEO that they need. Or if they end up becoming a client, then what we actually work on versus what was in their original request is very, very different. And so I'll give you an example. Doing an audit of your digital presence will reveal what you really need. So when you say, I need more traffic and leads, SEO may not do that well. It will do it for you, but a good marketer is going to make it clear that it could take up to 180 days before you start seeing solid, you know, locked in results on Google. Usually it takes a little less, but it takes time. So if you're looking for a fast boost in leads and traffic, then you need to be talking about social media and content marketing. Not to mention the fact that you can't even talk about SEO without talking about content marketing, because your on-page SEO, your meta tags, your title tag, your description, Google doesn't even pay attention to it if it's not in sync with the keyword density of what's on the block. So in other words, you may have the best SEO in the world as far as your page title and your description, but if the copy on the page doesn't quote-unquote jive with what you've listed as your meta tags, Google will just bypass it. It doesn't care, and it doesn't care, pardon me, if it hurts your feelings. It's going to pull what it feels is best for your search results, and that means you have no control over the rankings or whatever it was that you set out to do in the beginning. So get an assessment, get a wellness check, call it an audit, call it whatever you want, but get someone who is neutral. you know, maybe someone who's not looking to upsell you to some big sparkly package of stuff that you don't need, but someone who'll just come in and give it to you straight.
May I interject?
Oh my gosh. Folks, I would like everyone to take a break. Mark your calendar. He actually asked to interject.
I'm being polite. When you, like, think of it this way for your wellness check for your company. When you get an oil change,
mm-hmm.
most people just drive into the, you know, the oil changer or their local dealership and so forth. You're already expecting them to be the expert to your vehicle, to know when to change your brake fluids, when to change your oils, whether to use synthetic or not. Like, myself and Camille, we both drive a Mercedes-Benz, so we go with the Mercedes-Benz checkup list where they insist on synthetic oils. But when we go to a dealership or when we go to an oil changer, we're expecting them to be the experts. So do not feel insulted if someone says to you, hey, your social media is crap. You know, your social media is horrible. I am going to suggest that maybe you should try this. Be weary if they start selling you things that you don't need. Question these providers. Say to them, I don't market myself for a product that is for the ages of 8 to 10 years old. Why do I need to market on Cartoon Network, for an example?
Right. Why? I'm trying to get C-suite leads. I provide services to doctors. Why do I need to be on Snapchat?
Exactly. Like, oh, you need to be on Instagram when you know 85% of your market doesn't even use Instagram. You know, you don't be afraid to question people. That's the biggest thing.
And that's not by age group, by the way, because Instagram users are now very well up into their mid-60s. But they may not be in the type of industry or lifestyle that they're using Instagram.
Yes, and like how Camille said, reputable, you know, I agree. You know, go do your research. If you could spend time to tweet, if you could spend time to post that 6-pound fish that you caught, even though it's like 3 pounds, but you want to add some more weight because of your bait and your hook and stuff on Facebook. If you could spend that much time on social media, then you can invest that time into making your business grow.
Yes. And one of the reasons that I recommend this being an independent third party is because, and if you've followed me in my two cents over some time, you know that I'm very adamant about the integrity of marketing providers, because it is unfortunately one of those industries where people call themselves experts, or, you know, they've attended a webinar or two, or their nephew has a Facebook page, and all of a sudden they're, you know, marketing gods, right? So, you know, I'm very adamant about knowing that your outsourced provider is one that you can count on, and getting an independent third-party audit or wellness check is a fabulous way to know what exactly is my provider doing for me. Are they doing it right? You know, are they doing this part but not so much that part? Find out. I spoke with a gentleman, I think it was last week, and he worked with a client, but his firm does not provide SEO. And he said, I know that my client has an SEO provider and they rank really well, but I don't know what exactly it is that they do for him. And literally before we got off a very short call, I was able to catch some red flags and say that, you know, your client needs to really look and see what's being done for them, because I'm smelling some black hat tactics here, where there may be some spammy backlinks going on. So you can find out, you know, how legit is your current provider. Be very careful with this, because almost everyone has a sales pitch and is going to follow up with, you know, be wary of someone who comes in and also cannot justify or back up why they're saying what they're saying is wrong also. Because that's also one of the most common sales tactics, is to come into a company or an entrepreneur and say, Did you know that your site is wrong in five different ways and your social media is bad? And it could be fabulous, but it's going to get your attention and it very well may get your signature. So do take care in who you trust to do that audit or that wellness check. And if you don't have a provider, it may be a great way to find out if you need a provider. It may not be the person who does the wellness check, but you know, you can find out where, you know, where are you really? Are things best or are they just good? The second thing, this is more intangible. The first thing was very tangible. This other thing here for your autumn marketing, what would you call it? A refresh, reboot.
More of a reboot.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And these are things, folks, that can really bump up your projections for the next four quarters. So, you know, give it a chance. Here's another one. Breathe some new life into your strategy, okay? So many businesses don't pay attention to the overall strategy and, for example, the psychology of their customer base and what's happening with them now. You know, step out of the shoes that you've been standing in for so long and think about something different. Think about what is the message that I'm telling people? Are they in the mindset to hear it? You know, one thing a big thing that I went over in my last podcast was SAD, seasonal, pardon me, affective disorder, you know, holiday blues. In a nutshell, folks, your entire client base, customer base, I don't care who they are, where they are, what their age group is, what their industry is, they are going through something emotional and psychological right now, and it's not hogwash, it's not just complaining, it's very legitimate. If you take it seriously and handle it well, you can do everything from improve the productivity of your employees and cut down on sick days. If you ignore it, you can actually risk missing all of your marketing targets completely. Just shooting arrows that go nowhere near that target. And the reason is, if you're not taking into account the perspective, the mindset of your target audience right now, if that's not the first thing that you're thinking about in your strategy, then whatever you think you're conveying as a marketing message is just misfire. Just misfire. You know, be a game changer. One of the things that I mentioned was that more people over the holidays are single than ever in history. And believe it or not, the illustrious Michael and I have actually gone out, pounded the pavement and watched this over a couple of years and heard people complain about how they're sick of marketing messages geared toward, you know, the nuclear family with 2.5 children, a dog, and a white picket fence, and how they're actually going to the diner for Christmas or Thanksgiving or maybe hanging out with a friend. But a lot of people, you know, the structure has changed. Society has been changing immensely. Take that into account into your strategy, or else the whole thing is a misfire. Think about what's going on in people's minds and make sure that you're able to speak to them. Reroute and harvest your team. You know, your marketing team, like we were talking about before, one of the things that can be a death sentence is to just follow the status quo every day, day in, day out, expecting great results. Well, how long has it been since your marketing team had a breath of fresh air and a reboot? I'm not talking about a paid weekend off. I'm talking about a reboot camp, you know, where for a couple days, they have someone come in and bring them up to speed on the latest best tactics, and also help them to communicate better at the same time. It's, you know, it's sort of like getting a BOGO at the shoe store. You know, you get more experienced, more talented, more knowledgeable marketers, and all of a sudden, for the first time, they're actually communicating and sharing ideas in a whole new way. Yes, Iceman?
Thank you. I'll let you light your cigarette while I give this example.
Oh, must you? You heartless bastard.
One of the things is I remember working at a company back west in the Bay Area, and when they had to do this process, what it was called a reboot 2.0, the CEO was a big Matrix fan, and he insisted what we do is for the first 3 days of the week, we would have two-hour sessions where we would go into a break room, not a conference room, but a break room where there was pastries, there was food and stuff. This guy was a cheap bastard. That's why it was kind of funny to see that. So,
I was just going to say, I didn't get pastry when I did this for companies when I do this for companies.
They don't like her.
Oh, stop.
But what it was is that he said, okay, I'm going to give each one of you a pad and paper, and I want you to tell me everything. And this is the CEO saying this to all one of us in mid-management. I want you to tell me everything right and wrong. I don't care if you hurt my feelings. You will not be terminated. This is and I hate the word safe space.
I was just going to say that it's a safe place. That actually used to mean something, but go on.
And he told us, I want you to write it, and I want you to pass it to the person to the right, and they're going to read what you wrote. And he goes, without swearing, he says, I don't want you to cut any BS. I want to hear the truth. So we did. And there were a lot of people that were hurt about certain things, like they thought that they were doing something right when they were not. He sat down, and then on the final day, we actually had pizza, and there were manila folders sitting there. And we're all thinking we're going to get terminated. And in those folders, it said if you had one major change that you would make in this company to make both your life working here better as well as this company to grow, one wish, and this is the genie, he had a genie picture on there, what is the wish you would ask the genie? And we all wrote it down. And what happened was the following couple of weeks, we had, you know, experts from different fields that would come back and teach us things, get us up to speed on marketing practices, web practices, graphic design practices, and other services that he was offering. And this actually helped a lot. Not only did it help the staff learn that it was okay to say, hey, I got out of school and this is all I've learned and this is what I've been helping to grow, but bringing in an outside source to continue education or continue practices, best practices, an auditor to audit, not financial or inventory, but to weigh how business works, also helped him boost his profits, I think, by 40% in the next three quarters from what he told me. He loved my idea. This was actually my idea about having a bitch list, you know, to bitch about what was wrong and to find out where it's going wrong and right and fix it from there. So, Camille, I agree with you 100% on this.
And the crazy thing is, you know, I've done this so many times. It's always very helpful for companies, both in terms of their marketing and also in terms of their dynamic as a team. I remember having to do this. I had to fly down and I only had about half a day, three quarters of a work day, to completely reboot an entire team. And it was a good sized team. It was a national marketing agency for automotive dealerships, back when I was strictly automotive. And much to my surprise, these people were working from a checklist that they had been using for a few years now. And I found out that the checklist was originally a home inspection checklist, where the wording was just changed to have SEO buzzwords and a few little marketing social media buzzwords here and there. And people were just literally going down a checklist every day. So unfortunately, they weren't having such a good time coming to work every day. They were bored, they were stagnant, they weren't communicating, and their clients were never going to get anywhere because they were using outdated practices from a checklist every day. So, you know, I think that's great, Mike. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, it's a bitch list. You don't want to let that get out of hand in today's kind of climate because it can get pretty colorful. But, you know, hopefully your employees are well vetted enough that mature they understand.
Enough.
Yeah, mature enough.
This is called a spade a spade.
Let's call it, yeah, exactly. Let's call a spade a spade. Mature enough to understand that it's not about the pronoun that they now want to be referred to as Colonel or what was that other one that we heard? Not Colonel, but
Major.
Major, Sergeant, I don't know. Some girl wanted, she said she identified as Colonel. But anyway, you know, hopefully that hasn't happened to your organization and you can allow people that safe space to say, you know, what is it that is pissing you off every day? It may be something that's so small you could turn an employee who's just barely worth what you're paying them to someone who's worth four times what you're paying them just because you were able to fix that one little thing. So that's it, folks. I mean, those are the two things. If you get a wellness check for your body to make sure that there's nothing hiding or that you don't know about, if you do fall and spring cleaning at your home, there is no reason that you should not be doing this with your marketing team, with your strategy.
Sales team. Customer service,
you know,
tech support, whatever you offer.
And before you do that, audit yourself. I almost wanted to censor myself and not use the word audit because it's got such a stigma attached to it, but a wellness check. Get yourself a nice wellness check. And
that just sounds creepy.
Find out where you really stand in terms of your digital presence and then take it to the troops, take it to the team, and divide and conquer.
I would interject here to say a good leader is a strong leader that the troops follow. And when you have a good, strong leader, which a CEO should be, that's when a well-oiled machine, it's called a well-oiled machine, because it works very well.
And another quote that goes perfectly with that, a manager is someone who knows how to climb up the ladder quickly. A leader is someone who knows which wall is the right one to put the ladder against.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Make sure your leadership's in check.
Again, guys, every week, you know, as I'm pushing Camille to come into the booth to do the podcast.
Yeah,
I know. But again, if you could take a minute out to send a tweet, you could send a minute or two out to post that picture of the fish you just caught. You could take a minute or two out to send a wellness request to your teams to find out where they stand. Again, always use the hashtag AskCamille on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, the cat yip meowing in the background. See? So,
and don't be afraid to ask and reach out and say, you know, how do I do a wellness check?
Mm-hmm.
Because most people don't. And that's okay. That's not your job to know. So
it's your job to ask.
But you know how to reach me. I'm a very easy person to find. Reach out and say, hey, you know, what is this wellness check? How do I do this? I need to, you know, make sure that my house is in order. So,
I mean, I could encourage somebody to do a white paper on it. But, you know, she has coconut water in her hand giving me a dirty look. Trust me, guys, this is a hostile booth here.
I have done white paper. Well, they were blogs. How to know your marketing provider is legit.
But, how not to listen to your assistant.
I guess I haven't done one on an audit.
How to never book at work that your assistant
sends.
All right,
fine. I'll do it. Okay. I'll do a white paper.
She'll do it. I'll make sure she will.
All right.
I'll give her cigarettes if she does.
Stay tuned, folks. You'll see it soon.
Again, guys, use the hashtag AskCamille. I thank you so much for listening to the show I'm an assistant to.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, money is replaceable. Time is not. live your life that way. It's all about priorities. Have a fabulous night or day, wherever you are. Take care.